This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Betty Barrows, B like boy, A-R-R-O-W-S, date of birth 5/24/1955. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Barrows with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, lithium nephropathy, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 5th of 2024. Since that time, she was hospitalized through Sparrow Health System with acute pyelonephritis and sepsis. And that was 3/12 of 25 to 3/16. She has been feeling much better after she's been released, except blood sugars have been very high, she reports. She was just recently started on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once a week, and sugars have been less than 300 when checked, but not a whole lot, about 295 in the mornings when she's checking them. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Her weight is down 8 pounds over the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is currently clear. She was having chronic urine leakage, and she's been started on oxybutynin, 10 milligram daily, by Dr. Liu, L-I-U, and that has helped a lot. They thought that she might be having some issues with kidney stones, but Dr. Liu believes that the mild hydronephrosis of the right kidney was probably a congenital problem that is not going to change. And she's not having any more discomfort in that right kidney after the pyelonephritis has resolved. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. The Depakote extended release is 1,500 milligram a day. She's on Lipitor. Aspirin is 325 milligram daily. Zetia, Synthroid, Metformin is 500 milligram once a day. Meclizine is 25 milligram every 8 hours if needed. Albuterol per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse 102, blood pressure 114 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 29th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.33, which is stable, and estimated GFR is 43. Calcium, however, is higher than usual, 11.5. And she has a remote history of primary hyperparathyroidism. She's had all of the parathyroid glands removed, though. And she does see Dr. Amiri, I think it's A-M-I-R-I, who is an endocrinologist in Midland who checks those levels as well as her thyroid levels routinely. Her albumin is 3.8, and she was taking some calcium supplements when she had this lab drawn, and so those have been held for now. Sodium is 134, potassium was elevated at 5.6, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 14.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels after she was hospitalized with pyelonephritis in March of this year. So we do want her to recheck labs in August again. Also, she had the hypercalcemia. Possibly that might be a lab error since she has not had high levels since the parathyroid removal, all of the glands. But we will check up intact parathyroid hormone as well as calcium levels with her next labs. And 3, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.